Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the Trump administration misses a statutory deadline to nominate a permanent CDC director, leaving the agency in continued leadership limbo. The FDA grants accelerated approval to Denali Therapeutics' Avlayah as the first therapy designed to cross the blood-brain barrier and treat the neurological manifestations of Hunter syndrome. And a new pharmaceutical executive commentary breaks down what CMS's updated ASP reporting requirements mean for Part B drug manufacturers ahead of a key April deadline. The White House confirmed it would not meet the 210-day Federal Vacancies Reform Act deadline to nominate a permanent CDC director, leaving the agency without confirmed leadership for all but 1 month of Trump's second term. The delay comes as the administration navigates competing political pressures around vaccine policy ahead of November's midterm elections, with several top CDC positions, including Principal Deputy Director and Chief Medical Officer, still unfilled. The FDA has granted accelerated approval to Avlayah, Denali Therapeutics' enzyme replacement therapy for Hunter syndrome, making it the first approved treatment to address the condition's neurological manifestations, and the first FDA-approved biologic engineered to cross the blood-brain barrier. The decision was based on a 91% reduction in cerebrospinal fluid heparin sulfate, a key disease biomarker across a phase 1/2 trial of 47 pediatric patients, with 93% achieving normal range levels by week 24. The approval is the first meaningful therapeutic advance for the Hunter syndrome community in nearly 20 years, and Denali received a rare pediatric disease priority review voucher in connection with the decision. Finally, a new commentary examines the implications of CMS's 2026 requirement that Part B drug manufacturers submit documented reasonable assumptions alongside their quarterly ASP data, with a compliance deadline of April 30th. The piece argues the update is not a procedural formality, but a substantive shift in how CMS expects manufacturers to account for the judgments embedded in ASP construction. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.